The International Refugee Committee has been watching the escalating crisis in Syria closely. The New York-based relief organization says it provides support to hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees, as well as those inside their war-torn country. Joining us now to discuss Syria as a refugee crisis is Bob Carey, the IRC's Vice President for Resettlement and Migration Policy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Even though there's been civil war in Syria for more than 2 years, we understand from your organization that there are very few Syrian refugees here in the U.S. Why is that?
Well, I think, for one, there's been a hope that refugees would be able to return home at some point or that the conflict would be resolved. And as it has gone on for now a period of years, it's clear that that's not going to happen in the foreseeable future. So, I think that the lack of resettlement is a byproduct of the hope that the conflict would be resolved. And also, it takes a while for the mechanisms to go into place to resettle refugees in the U.S. or other places. And it's also a function of the level of political and public support for resettlement.
Political and public support. What would it take for the U.S. to approve a resettlement program in America and elsewhere for Syrians?
Well, it's actually the mechanisms are pretty simple. The U.S. does resettle refugees from humanitarian crises around the globe. So it's really a matter of the Congress, the State Department, and the President determining that this is part of the humanitarian response to the crisis in Syria. And then it takes some period of, to identify. The UN High Commission for Refugees would identify the most vulnerable who are in need of resettlement, usually people who have protection problems where they are. As you're probably aware, almost 1.5 million people have already fled to surrounding countries, and there are another over 4 million estimated who are internally displaced. So among those, there are certainly people who have either close relatives in the U.S. or protection needs where they are and would benefit from resettlement to a secure country like the U.S.
How much does concern for terrorism and the fact that the U.S. and the NYPD are actively conducting surveillance on Muslims play a role in a decision to recognize Syrian refugees?
You know, I don't think that plays an enormous role. Refugees, before they're admitted, and part of the reason that a program takes a while to establish, go through intensive security reviews and screenings, and only those who've gone through this exhaustive process, which can take upwards of a year or multiple years, are admitted to the United States. So, within the population, there's certainly people who are human rights activists, pro-democracy activists, religious minorities, including Christians. So I don't think the fact that there are Muslims in the Syrian refugee population is really or should be a factor in determining who would be admitted potentially to the U.S. or another country as a refugee.
The New York City area is already home to many people of Syrian descent. How likely is it that the population will grow here?
Well, I think certainly part of the U.S. Process for admission is to reunite families, and that's a priority in U.S. humanitarian policy. So certainly when and if Syrians are admitted as refugees, some would absolutely come to the United States. But I would expect that the numbers would be relatively small. It would take a while for a program to be initiated, and certainly some would come to the United States to join their family, and some would come to New York because there's a community here. But I would not expect that, at least in the near term, would be a very large number.
Okay, very briefly, does the Obama administration's position that Syrian President Assad used chemical weapons against his own people strengthen the case for creating a resettlement program here?
Well, I think it certainly makes it clear that it's not safe for people to return. I think we've already seen that people have fled, and they fled for their lives, and they've experienced horrific violence. But I think it does underscore that there's, if nothing else, that it's not secure for people to return to many of the places in Iraq and in Syria from which they came.
Well, Bob Carey, thank you for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Bob Carey is Vice President of Resettlement and Migration Policy at the International Rescue Committee, based here in New York.